Beautiful Liars, written by Isabel Ashdown and read by Imogen Church and Julia Barry. It wasn't my fault. I can see that now, through adult eyes and with the hindsight of rational thinking. Of course, for many years I wondered if I'd misremembered the details of that day, the true events having changed shape beneath the various and consoling accounts of my parents, of the emergency officers, of the witnesses on the rocky path below. I recall certain snatches so sharply, like the way the mountain rescue man's beard grew more ginger towards the middle of his face, and his soft tone when he said, "Hello, mate," offering me a solid hand to shake. "Hello, mate." I never forgot that. But there are other things I can't remember at all, such as what we'd been doing in the week leading up to the accident, or where we'd been staying, or where we went directly afterwards. How interesting it is, the way the mind works, the way it recalibrates difficult experiences, bestowing upon them a storybook quality so that we might shut the pages when it suits us and place them safely on the highest shelf. I was just 7. And so naturally, I followed the lead of my mother and father, torn as they were between despair for their lost child and protection of the one who still remained, the one left standing on the misty mountain ledge of Kinder Scout, looking down.